Auckland's getting $9.275 million over the next 3 years to tackle one of its biggest problems, illegal dumping on the streets. It's a gift from Crankstart, the family foundation of venture capitalist Michael Moritz and Harriet Heyman, which has already invested $80 million into Auckland and Alameda County over the years. Mayor Lee says the partnership will fund the comprehensive dumping strategy she rolled out in April.
Our residents deserve basics. Clean streets. They deserve a city that fights for them with every tool available. And also, this is foundational to our economic development. Just know, to bring businesses to Oakland, to bring more conventions to Oakland, more tourism to Oakland, we have to have a clean city.
A city audit in April detailed the extent of the problem. 7 million pounds of illegally dumped waste collected and $12 million spent in the last fiscal year. 2025 saw more than 25,000 illegal dumping cleanup requests. That's about 70 every day. To help prevent illegal dumping, the three-year funding will largely go to enforcement. The city's illegal dumping camera network will more than double from about 35 cameras to nearly 85 trained on dumping hotspots. Public Works Director Liam Garland says when dumping is caught on camera, violators are four times more likely to be identified and cited. The money also funds AI-assisted drone aerial imaging to spot dumping piles before residents even call 311. That system was approved unanimously by Auckland's Privacy Commission. Addressing privacy concerns, Auckland assures the cameras only scan streets and sidewalks and won't be used for enforcement. But Auckland's Deputy Police Chief Anthony Tedesco gave a stern warning to habitual dumpers.
You should be nervous. We are going to end your anonymity. We are going to pull you out of the shadows. And we are going to take the problems that you are dumping on our doorstep back to your doorstep.
So what happens when the cameras catch someone? District 3 Council Member Carol Five told KPFA that under the city's new ordinance, the crime would determine the fine.
We're looking at fines between $500 and $5,000, so it just depends on how egregious the dumping issue is.
Five calls dumping more than a trash problem. She says it's a racial justice and health justice issue for West Auckland, a historically black neighborhood that's bearing the heaviest burden. Community organizers from Faith in Action, ISPE, who packed the hearing room, have spent years pressing the city for exactly this. Barbara Lafitte Oluwole spoke on behalf of Auckland residents.
When illegal dumping shows up on your block week after week, it sends a message. It says that your neighborhood, health, safety, and quality of life doesn't matter. Our communities know better. That's why we have organized. That's why neighborhood leaders have refused to accept illegal dumping as a normal part of life in Oakland.
The April audit on illegal dumping also recommends prevention, like subsidized low-income waste hauling and increased outreach for bulky pickup services, actions the city is also pursuing. The investment will pay for bigger trash containers for residents at no cost and outreach on the city's free bulky pickup, which renters in apartment buildings can now book directly, no landlord required. The money lands July 1st, with the new cameras expected on the streets within 3 to 6 months. For KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.